a whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear, yeah, now I'm in a whole new world with you. Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky, a whole new world, 100,000 things to see. I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far, I can't go back to where I am used to be. Every turn a surprise, every moment red letter, I'll chase this anywhere. It's time to spare, let me share this whole new world with you. A whole new world, that's where we'll be. A wondrous place for you and me.
Name that we shall not attempt again.
Karutsuro.
Karutsu.
Karutsuro. I don't know. Please correct us. Thank you.
Please. Singing A Whole New World, another double for the night.
It was in the last episode, too, so that's starting to become a very popular song.
Yes, another Lea Salonga song. For me, you had a lot of shaky or vibrato problems throughout the song. Surprise went a little too low, or it just sounded really awkward. I thought you had good emotion or energy, but at the end, by like, let me share, you sounded tired and it just kind of fell down. But that's also where it starts to get slow, but it still felt like you just got tired by then. Because by the end, you also had those little pauses. Every moment, red letter, I can't remember what I wanted to say about that one. But every now and then, you had some slightly off notes. That's all I have, Ambie.
Yeah, Karutsuro, I really liked the power you had behind this, because a lot of times when I hear this song, people go really, like, soft and subtle and stuff like that, and Jasmine really isn't, like, a soft and subtle princess. She's a lot more, like...
In your face.
But she's a lot stronger, and so I really liked, like, the strength that you had behind this. I like your tone. Watch the room echo, because, like, the last one I was kind of like, it might be a little room echoey. This was definitely room echoey, so just be careful of that. I still don't know how Feta got rid of her room echo, because she always had, like, a really bad room echo, and then all of a sudden, like, it vanished in, like, a blink, and it's like...
It was magic.
It was Disney magic. It was Disney magic, even though it wasn't... I do agree with Zell that the notes were a little off from time to time. And I felt like, overall, the second half was a little bit chaotic compared to the first half.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of goes with Zell, where you kind of, like... It's kind of like a combination of things that I've said to other people tonight, where I feel like you got so into the song that you kind of let it do its own thing. And that's part of where the chaos came from, because they were kind of, like, spur-of-the-moment... losses of control over the song.
Right.
Like, it kind of seemed like the song started to sing you when you weren't singing the song. Like, and it just... So, like, the second half. But I really liked the first half, especially with, like, the power. And just be careful of how you form some certain words. Like, I think that was the very first Whole New World. You went to the R really, really strongly. So it was, like, a whole new world or something like that. I don't know. I have like R, like, capitalized in the word. Mm. There was something with that thing where just be careful that you don't go to, and this was a note again that I had with someone else earlier, don't go to, like, weird parts of the sound of the word, because they can sound odd and even ugly at times. But it was only, like, once or twice. It wasn't, like, a constant thing. It was just, like, things to be mindful of in the future,
right,
basically, or what all these notes are. But yeah, overall, I thought it was pretty decent. And now we play Jeffers.
Oh, jeez, all these... Oh, my goodness, these names. Karutsuo? Karutsuo? Oh, Yeah, I'll go with that, Karitsuo. This is really cute, and I like your little spunky, upbeat energy. I thought you had a really pretty vibrato in your audition. And yeah, I just like you sounded really happy, and that was good. Kind of like, what was her name? Scrolling up, kind of like Hugabug 008. I wasn't really crazy about your audition song choice, but I think you had a lot more performance in it than hers. And yeah, I thought it was overall good, but I just wasn't really fond of your voice on this song. So I have a maybe, but it's leaning more towards yes, because you have a really spunky energy, and I think it'll. I'm looking forward to hearing you on something a bit more upbeat and peppy, or maybe more youthful, like more contemporary Disney songs. So, yeah. Good job.
And even he doesn't know how to say her name. So we really
And
need to learn
he's.
how to say this. So, I'm gonna have to agree with Jeffers and say yes as well.
I'm also a yes.
Woo!
I just take our notes, but we do know you can do pretty well. Just take our
Yeah,
notes.
take the notes and you could go far. Don't take the notes
Very
and you
far.
might not go far. Like, like there were some small
Yep.
things, but overall, we see the clear potential. Again, nice bass. I like that using that nice bass. All right, two more left.
Atari girl.
Atari girl. That's nice and easy because I know how to pronounce Atari.
I played Atari games a lot.
Really now? I've honestly, I will admit, I might have been born in the 80s, but I never played Atari.
It's called the pawn shop. Haha. Or garage sales.
Or that too, yeah. All right, so on to Atari Girl. Deception, disgrace. Evil as plain as the scar on his face. Deception, disgrace. He asked for trouble the moment he came, and he's not one of us. He has never been one of us. He's not part of us. Not our kind. Someone once lied to us. Now we're not so blind, for we knew he would do what he's done, and we know that he'll never be one of us. He's not one of us. Atari Girl. First of all, boo for one ear song rape.
Actually,
Boo.
I had to double check this myself. It's actually just really, really, really light on the right ear because I switched it because I thought I was going crazy myself.
No, it was in mine, it was not. All I heard was hiss in the right ear.
I heard faintness
Either
in
way,
the.
it was so faint that it was like there was nothing in that ear.
Well, it
Like,
might be my volume again.
oh, I heard absolutely nothing in my ear except for, like I said, a dull hiss. So, boo to that. Always make sure that you have it in both ears. Doesn't have to
We don't
necessarily
like.
be stereo. It could be mono, but just make sure that it's in both ears, because,
We don't like ear rape.
yeah, because it's okay if you're listening on speakers, but most of the time we can't listen on speakers because we record late at night and families and such, so we can't do that. So we have to listen on headphones, and
Yeah.
it's really distracting, and it makes it hard to get like a decent grasp for you. Because I thought you had a very cute voice, but overall, you were way too reserved, especially for this song. Like, this is a very almost ragey song,
It is a rage
and it was just
song.
so soft and sweet, and it didn't fit the song at all, because it's like one of, yeah, it's just
It's a
so,
hateful
it's a
song.
very hateful song, and there needed to be like an energy and an intenseness about it that was just not there at all. It was very nicely sung, like your voice is very nice, and you have a really cute voice, There was no wrong notes or anything like that. But I said this before, singing is only part of it. Like, if you can't capture the overall essence of a song, it's not a complete package.
Right.
Oh, and now we played Jeffers.
Atari Girl. Cool name. Well, first off, I love The Lion King 2, and I'm really happy you did something from The Lion King 2. It's like one of, if not my favorite Disney sequel of all time. But anyway, from a technical standpoint, it sounded like your recording was panned a bit more to, I think my right side? Or my left side? Listening back. Okay, my left side, and I'm not really sure what happened there, but it sounded like the left side was louder than my right side, so be careful about that, because that's not good to do unintentionally. I mean, it can be used for certain cool effects, but for the most part, you want your vocals panned in the center. I thought vocally this was very nice, and it was very pretty to listen to, but it could have used a lot more energy and power, because this is a... It's a very grave, dramatic song when Kovu is getting not exiled, but thrown out of the Pride Lands, and I didn't think you captured that emotion very well or in the context of the song, because it was very nice, but it didn't have the intent, I guess, behind it. So I had a maybe, but I have a maybe leaning towards no, because I wanted more performance with this song. Like, you can cheat energy sometimes, but this is one that I don't like having low energy. So just work on the energy, because I think vocally you got it. So just work on that.
One of Us, I adore this song. This is probably my favorite one from this movie. Okay, so I have to agree, it's left head or speaker heavy.
Yeah, it was definitely from the left.
And just calling out Jeffers, he was exiled.
I know. It's in the script. I was going to say that too. Like, the line right before is, exile, no! Exile. Song. So, yes, it is exile, Jeffers.
All right, so back to my notes. You either took a lot of interesting liberties, because there were so many changes for it, that you either took liberties or you were switching around with the harmonies. You had iffy notes here and there. You had a few pauses. It needed built-in energy. It needed to be intense, pretty much. It was a little repetitive for an audition song, I think. And maybe it wasn't exactly a wise song choice, because it just needed that intensity, because, like, yeah, get out of here, you bastard. So, yeah. Then.
Okay, I'm going to have to agree with Jeffers and say no, but please re-audition and just, keep your voice, because your voice is awesome. Well, it's kind of hard not to keep your voice unless, like, you know, you're Ursula.
Ursula comes.
Yeah. Staying in the theme of Disney. But just, work more on the performance of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you saying, Zal? Even though it doesn't matter, because...
And I'm like, where's my voice in this? It was going to be a no, too. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. Okay. One more for the night. Last one is going to be Amanda.
She's Take Two.
Oh, Take Two. Wait, what? I thought I was like, I feel like I've heard her before. Where did I hear her before? She was on episode one. Now I remember. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's Millie's older sister, not younger.
I know. I messed it up. Sorry. So let's hear Millie's older sister, Amanda.
7 a.m., the usual morning lineup. Start on the chores and sweep till the floor is all clean. Polish and wax, do laundry, then mop and shine up. Sweep again, and by then it's like 7:15. I guess I'll read a book, or maybe two or three. I'll add a few new paintings to my gallery. I'll play guitar and knit and cook and basically just wonder when will my life begin. And I'll keep wondering and wondering and wondering and wondering when will my life begin.
Amanda, take two. Yeah, this was really cute and peppy, and this was way better than your first audition, in my opinion. I thought you captured the nice little cute and happy feel of the original song very well. And I like this audition for the most part. There were a few pitchy notes here and there, but that wasn't too bad. But like the main thing I didn't like was there was that one section at the very end of your audition that was just like you changed key or you went off pitch really badly or something happened at the wondering when will my life part. And then on the last word begin, you got right back on track. So I was like, what happened over there? But this is hard because like I really like this audition except for the end. So I had maybe, but I'm leaning more toward yes because I think with music it'll help you stay on key more, and you improve so much from your first audition. Like I didn't realize this was the same person, so I thought you did really you improved a lot more on this one, Amanda. So yeah, we'll see how it goes depending on how Ambie and Zell respond.
Okay, I have to agree with Jeffers. This is a better song choice because I think you actually fit this character a lot better. This was so adorable, especially the beginning. I love how she said 7:15. It was just like, oh,
That was
that
a
was so cute.
nice little like make it your own touch, yeah.
Right. It just won me over. Last start. Okay. The beginning. I think it was for two times the word begin. It just sounded a little, they sounded pitchy for me. I have the word love and start, and I don't know why. Oh no, I love the start of the
I was
song.
about to say, is it because you love the start?
My only real negatives are some of the pitchy moments in the song. But she had just the cuteness and the emotion for this for me to work, so. And we go.
I've been waiting for this song. This is like my favorite song from the movie Tangled, so even though
Even though it's Glenn Slater.
it's Glenn Slater. Okay, Glenn Slater's what the hell was that? Oh, I thought there was another bug on the floor. I thought it was a bug. I thought it was a bug and I thought it crawled over my foot. It's okay, it wasn't though. It wasn't. It was just a piece of hair. It's okay. I get really bad with house centipedes in my house in the summer. It's the climate and the area and all that jazz, so they're like everywhere. Glenn Slater's lyrics have grown on me in this movie, except for I Have a Dream. I don't know if that song is ever going to grow on me. I don't know. But all the other songs have. I thought this was really cute, and I thought there was some good energy, but I think it could have even had a little bit more energy to it, and it would have been like even better. I do agree with like the little pitchy notes, and I was a little confused at the end how it kind of got like all randomly improv-y. It was like, what's going on here? I was confuzzled. It was like random, like new ending to song. But I can understand why you would do that because, like, going into that tomorrow night, the lights will appear thing could be kind of tricky, especially without music. It's tricky even with music. So I thought that was a kind of a smart choice to go this more spur of the moment change of ending than the usual ending of the song. I'll let you vote here, Zell. What do you think?
I have a yes for her.
I did as well. So, welcome, Amanda. Second try's the charm for you. All right. So that means going through tonight to reiterate so people know our Spaz Cakes, Captain of Squad Zero, Valkyrie Celeste, Nikki Bryant,
Bryant.
Bryant, yeah, okay. Katsuro, yo. Please correct us on this way to say your name. And Amanda. So that means Miss Voice of an Angel, Bright Disaster, you both have one more try left. And then Spiral, the Strawberry Fairy, Hugabug 008, Audrigo Lightly, Olivena, and Atari Girl, you each have two more tries. But keep in mind that after this episode, it has to be unanimous because after this episode, we have 20 people in the competition already.
Yeah.
So we, like, as picky as we've been, we have to be even more picky because I don't want to go past 30 entering into the first round. Like, we're not gonna
Right.
cut it off, like, say, like, oh, the next 10 people are in, then we're closing auditions. No, we're still keeping the auditions open, and if you're good and it goes over 30, we'll still let you in. But in a perfect world, we won't take more than 30 people, because that'll just be, like, madness. I don't want this to stretch forever and ever and ever, like, length of
Right.
competition. I don't want to have to add more rounds, because we did a round check yesterday, and we have 13 rounds already slated for it. So, So I guess that's it for tonight.
That is it.
Well, thank you for being with us, and gonna get to mix in. This is gonna be one massive mix fest because of all the Jeffers inserts. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna post this tomorrow. So you're probably hearing this on Friday or Saturday, or in the distant future at some point in time. But you're not listening to it on Thursday.
Now, yeah.
Yes. Have a good night, everybody. Ooh,
Night-night.
ooh, and
What?
when we come back next episode, Jeffers is gonna have frogs, cause he
And
flies home,
birds.
and birds, cause he flies home to Hawaii tomorrow. That's so exciting!
That is.
Awesome. Now all we
Ooh,
need is
and
Santa.
we did get some roommates and whose was it? The one that you freaked me out with, the bugs.
Oh, there were some roommates in that one critique as well. So that was the last time you'll be hearing roommates for a while, but you're gonna get the birds and the frogs back again.
They're so
Yes.
much better.
Yes, they are. Have a good night.
Night.